Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show. Wake up, wake up. Turn the radio on. Star 94.1.
You are about 7 minutes away from your next shot at the On the Money High-Low jackpot. Guess exactly how much is in it, and you win it. It's just that simple. Coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. So Jeff Dollar, how's it going? You've been on this mission to get healthy and get in shape and feel better.
I gotta upgrade it. I gotta take it to the next level.
Okay, explain.
I need you guys to ramp up your accountability.
Okay.
So, yes, let's do it.
So like the soda thing, it's no problem.
Okay, because that was one of our questions. Yep. Was have you had a soda and you've completely cut those out?
If you sweat a couple times a week, no problem. What's the other one? Are you weighing yourself every week? No problem. Here's what I need to do, though. I have to get back to running. Like, I like it. I enjoy running. But I, see if this makes sense to anybody else. I'm like, I'll start running once I lose 15 pounds.
Oh, right. You're always putting something in your own way.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, here's what I'll do. I'm going to lose 15 pounds. Then I'll start running because I don't want to start running. It doesn't make any sense.
Won't you lose the 15 if you start running?
It makes no sense at all. At all. So,
or could you like fast walk, jog a little?
No, run.
I want you to full court press run?
I mean, I'm not going to do like a 40-yard sprint for a mile and a half or whatever, but like I used to run a couple times a week. I would run 3 miles. Like 5K distance, 2 miles or whatever.
Which is a really long way.
Right. So I want to get back up to that. So I want to wipe out all of the old questions. You can still ask them if you want, but okay. I've got to take it to
three
the next
new
level.
Questions. All right. Let's get out our sheets here.
I got to take it to the next level.
Okay.
And the number one question has to be like, did you run? And I think the rule needs to be every week I have to run more than I ran the week prior.
Ooh, this is good.
I like this.
You know what I'm saying?
So did you run and how much?
Right.
And then we'll just keep a tally.
And it has to go, and every week has to be, I don't care if I run 1 mile this week, next week has to be 1.1 miles.
Okay.
Right? But I have to, and you need to hold me accountable, like to the point where there is a consequence if I don't do it.
I think 1.1 isn't enough of a thing. I think it should be at least a half mile more too.
Well,
dang, Janine, putting the pressure on.
But I think it gets easier the more you go. Like, I have a friend who, like, I can't run more than a mile, and she runs, like, 5 miles every morning now. And she just, it's so easy for her once she gets there.
Just tack
it on. So for you to go 1 mile and then 2 miles, there should get to a point where it could be, like, 2 miles, like, a day should be easy if you keep going. So I think, like, 1 mile a week and then, like, at least 1.5 the next.
Well, 1 mile a week is it's going to be more. It's going to start out with more than that. That's why I'm just saying it has to go up every time.
Okay.
Because 1 mile a week is one run. It's me going out once.
All right, cool. What should our second question be?
So, I don't know. I haven't thought of anything beyond that.
Okay, so running and how much, and each week should be more.
And every week needs to be more. And then you can keep the same three questions. I just need to stop putting off the running thing.
Okay. I was thinking about another angle on this.
Yeah.
And see if you're open to it.
Okay.
I think you should hire a coach or a trainer.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing is that accountability will be in place like 2 or 3 days a week or whenever you hire that person. For my mentality, that always helps me stay on track with things because it's like you can't not do it. You can't not show up if you have an appointment with someone.
Yeah,
Do you know what I'm saying? Like that accountability part of it is like, okay, I have to meet the trainer at this time, at this place, on this day. I'm going to do it 3 days a week. And then that way you're ensuring that you're going to get it done.
That doesn't do anything to insure it for me. I'll blow that trainer off 3 times a week.
Really?
100%.
Okay, because that's always helped me in the past, is like staying on track with someone else being there.
They get rid of my my excuses too, because the reason I won't run is like, I'm not doing it right, or I won't lift weights because I'm like, my form is bad. I'm just going to end up hurting myself in the long run. So I really just shouldn't even lift heavy things because I'm just doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think, like, I mean, if you want to think of more stuff for next week, that's fine. But I just, right now, I need to come in next week and have run at least 3 miles in the past 7 days.
Okay.
Like, that's at least 3 1-mile runs. That's no problem in 7 days.
3 miles. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Perfect.
Next week, we'll check back in again. Have you heard from listeners that are doing this, too, that are, like, kind of on the same track as you?
Yeah, every single
same thing?
Well, the people who aren't ahead of me probably aren't running or writing me to tell me they failed. But everybody who does write me gives me great words of encouragement and also tells how much better than me they're doing.
Oh.
Every one of them.
Don't let that be defeating, though.
Let that be encouraging.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.